start on your back, noticing how you feel today, lying on your back, how you're making contact. Do you mind, can I have you turn around?
Turn around the other way.
Susan, yeah. So I like everybody the same direction. There we go. And then observing, like Patricia, I brought to your attention, right, behind your knees. So what I always want you to do is observe how this starts to change. And this space is related to the tightness here. Okay? What we worked on yesterday. So you're checking in and observing how you're making contact on the floor today. You can start at the top with your head, your neck and your shoulders. Traveling down into your mid-back, that area where the shoulder blade comes nearer the spine. And then lower down into your lower back is where you feel that slight arch and curve. Noticing your two pelvic bones. And I was pointing out to Patricia, is noticing the space behind your legs. So if there's significant space behind your knees, the lower part of your hamstrings into your knees and calves, it means your hips are really tight, right? So when you're lying down like this to rest, and it also means your glutes are tight. So when you're lying down in a resting phase, the legs should be able to lie long. So it's just a way for you to observe any tension that's going on for you. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the ease of rolling your head to each side, or if there's any perhaps stiffness today or sticky spots today. Beautiful. Okay, and yeah, just to do a quick review, and with you, Susan, here too, we'll review a little bit of what we did last week, and it will really help create a formation for this concept of your shoulder blade moving towards your spine. So go ahead and roll onto your right side. Your arms are straight out in front of you. And your knees are bent up in a fetal position. And what we worked with is starting to raise that left arm. You're going to follow the movement with your head and your eyes. So you bring your left arm to the ceiling. That's it. And then let's just do this movement of reaching and then sliding the shoulder blade without bending the elbow. The shoulder blade slides along the back, right? So this is what we worked with last week. And so just reintroducing to yourself how this shoulder blade, so think of sliding, go back. Yes, that's it, Patricia. So the shoulder blade is sliding back towards the spine and then you reach. And the constraint is that you're not allowed to bend in that elbow. So you really start to feel how that shoulder blade can slide closer, nice Lynn, to your spine. There you go. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay. And then let that go. Roll onto your back. And let's just rest for a minute. And just feel now how that left shoulder blade feels compared to the right. So see if there's a new sense of awareness of how much of your left shoulder blade is resting now, the shape and size of your shoulder blade, and then its relationship to your spine. So see if that just got a little bit clearer. And now let's go ahead and roll onto your left side. Both arms are out, your knees are stacked. And again, as you start to raise this time your right arm, you're gonna follow with your head and your eyes, bringing your right arm to the ceiling. So then your chest, so remember, Susan, your chest is open. Not so much the arm, but your chest. There you go, there. And then you reach, and then you're gonna slide that shoulder blade, yes, back.
See, I can feel this in my hip.
That's great. So you reach, and then you slide it back. That's it, Peggy. And it takes, in the beginning, a little working with, because it's an unusual movement. We tend to do most of our work in our shoulder joint instead of the blade, or we bend at the elbow and then we're working the forearm. That's it. Beautiful. Okay. And then we'll let that go and again roll onto your back to rest. And now observing the right shoulder blade and the clarification of this shoulder blade. The shape, the size, the contact. So then as you're lying there, see if you can draw into your awareness both shoulder blades as well as your spine. And I like to think of the shoulder blades to be in the shape of either an elephant ear or Africa, since Patricia, we talked of Africa. So an elephant ear and the continent of Africa have the same shape kind of as your shoulder blade. So there's the long side along where your spine is, and it drops down, right? Curves around, and then it's angled on the outside, getting wider as it goes up to the shoulder and across the top. Right, so it's not a circle, it's not a perfect oblong. It's really like the continent of Africa. It's just a really good visual. Okay, so from here, what we're gonna do, and I think the easiest way to do this is we're gonna come over onto your stomach, and instead of reorientating your head, just roll over so your face will be towards the back of the room. Okay? And you're going to bring your arms up next to you, and I'm gonna use the terminology of like being like a sphinx. We're traveling today, so now we're in Egypt.
Still up.
Okay, so your shoulders are up, Lynn. Shoulders up. So not down here, but your shoulders are up. Okay? So, and you're going to do a movement of looking down towards the floor, lifting your spine, and then looking forward again to feel the sinking of your spine. So you look down. And think of those two shoulder blades getting wide. Your belly comes up a little bit. And then as you look back onto the horizon, in between, can you see that? In between my shoulder blades, I sink. And you want to think of those shoulder blades going back, okay? What I don't want to see is this. So no collapsing, like this is what a lot of people do when they can't bring the shoulder blades back. So we're sinking the spine and then widening and lifting. Sinking the spine, widening and lifting. And if you look at my elbows, they're lined up with my shoulders. So you're not out too far. You're not over here. That's it, Lynn. So you get wide, beautiful, and then sink. Yes. Wide, and then sink. And I think, in particular, why I added the widening into this lesson, it's sometimes hard to feel the sinking of your spine. So this part, you widen. So when you drop your head, think of going, nope, so your spine lifts. There you go. So drop your head. Yeah. Push into my hand. Get wide. Yes. And then now you get to sink and lift your head. So sink now. Bring these back. Good. Now as you drop your head, think of pushing into my hand. Widen here and see if you don't have to lift up this so much. Try to lift. Yes. There you go, Patricia. And now sink and look up. And now push into my hand, widen. Okay, so, and now when you look down, remember look down, nope, the opposite. So look down, no, just don't move. Look down, tilt your head, and this pushes, pushes in, tilt your head, push into my hand, widen. Drop your head, widen, that's it. Wide. That's the shoulder blades moving away. Now you sink and lift your head. There you go. And now widen. Drop your head. That's it, Peggy. There you go. Nice, Susan. Okay, let's pause and roll over and rest on your back for a minute. So it's not the easiest position, so we'll not stay in it too long so that we don't have any negative repercussions for the shoulders and neck. So just feel now, again, those shoulder blades and your spine. And what new information you're feeling. Okay, we're going to do it a little bit more before we go on. So come back over the same position. And this time, I really want you to bring into your awareness your stomach, right? Your tummy, where your belly button is. As you're widening, that can pull in some, but try to keep your hips on the ground. So some of you are lifting the whole hips, right? So then you're working your back. So see if you can keep your hips down, widen, let your belly come in, and then sink. And then widen, and like, yeah, that's like enough right there. And then sink. Right, when you get it, it really does. That's enough right there, because I don't want you to lift your hips. And maybe spread your legs, Patricia, a little wider, yeah. Okay, so think of widening as you drop your head, push into my hand. So think of this part coming, yes, like that. And now you can sink there. Okay, now we're gonna widen, lift this part, push into my hand. fold this, but don't lift this. Mm. Yeah, fold this. There you go. That's it. And now lift your head, sink. Okay, and we're gonna do it again. Now think of this coming in, widen here, but keep those hips down. It's all in your upper, that's it. Open this up. So this really, yes, there you go. That's it, Peggy. That's it. And then widen and keep those hips down. There you go, widen here, beautiful. Nice, Lynn. Good. Okay, you guys, let it go. Roll onto your backs again to rest. And as I think I spoke about last week and the week before, is this clarity about the shoulder blades moving back, right? It's kind of this area that can be dead for a lot of us. It often feels like a big mass up there, so it's really opening up now your chest, your upper back, and then those shoulder blades being able to move backwards has everything to do with your walking. Okay, so you're going to come back over into the same position, and we're going to alter it now, but start in the same position. Spread your legs a little wide, so like a V to be comfortable. And you're going to bring your, first of all, your forehead down onto your left hand. So that's it. And now you're going to creep forward your right hand. So it's almost forward, fully straightened, but the elbow can be slightly bent, okay? That's it. And now in this position, you're going to reach a little bit with your right arm and start to lift it, having the shoulder blade go back again. So, and when you lift the whole arm. There you go. So that the shoulder blade comes back towards the spine, not bending in the elbow. So you just lift a little bit and lower. Good. Now pause for a second. So that's hard for some of you. So let's see if we can make it a little easier. Start the lift with your elbow, so that your shoulder blade, and keep your hand on the floor. So think of your elbow lifting, and the forearm then comes up, and the hand just relaxes. So that you're thinking again of the, that's it, Lynn. The shoulder blade moves back towards the spine, and then it comes away. So the whole arm is resting, and your elbow's a little bit bent, and then you're gonna lift the elbow into there, into the shoulder blade, and drop it back down. So it's the same idea of keeping your hand, yeah, there you go, moving there, and then rest. Beautiful. And then bringing it, beautiful. So keep your hand down. Think of more the movement from, yes, your elbow, and bringing it here towards the shoulder. So relax. So, and this lifts up like that. There. And then that. Corinne, I'll be right over there. And if you have to pause for a moment, you can. There you go, Susan. Let's move. We've got you so twisted here because your hand's like this. So back in the Sphinx position. So you're, there you go.
And yeah, then, I can't put my neck. I need to move here, my hand.
Okay,
so I can
okay,
put my
just,
neck down.
And yeah, okay, gently. And then let's move this arm a little. Okay, now think of coming. Yeah, and think when you lift this more, this comes back like that. Okay. That's the movement. Good. Beautiful. Okay, let's pause and roll over onto your back and rest again. And again, comparing and contrasting the right shoulder blade compared to the left. Did something get clearer from that last movement? Okay, so let's roll over. First, start in the Sphinx position, and then we're going to change arms. So once you're there, you're going to place your forehead on your right hand now. And then you're going to lengthen the left arm, but keeping the elbow slightly bent. So you're going to start with the elbow, and the elbow lifts to move the shoulder blade back towards the spine. Nice, Peggy. And your hand and forearm is relaxed. Nice. So it's like you shrug and then let it go. Beautiful. Okay. Roll over and let's rest on your back again. And now observe your left shoulder blade. So part of the awareness is, one is the contact that you feel, but the other is how much of the whole shoulder blade you start to sense. Again, I like the image of each shoulder blade being in the shape of the continent of Africa. So as we do these movements, how is the entire shape becoming more and more clarified for you? And the relationship of the shoulder blades to your spine. So how that whole area is becoming clear. Okay, so we're going to come back over to your Sphinx position, the first position. And we're going to go back to the first movement. So as you lower your head, you're going to widen the shoulder blades. You think of pulling your sternum in, but you keep the hips down, and then you look up and sink. And for some of you, like Lynn, she's able to have the shoulder blades, so really sink. Her shoulder blades are starting to touch and widen, widen. This is a good lesson for you, and really sink. So in time, you can bring those shoulder blades to touch, right? So you sink the spine so much and squeeze them back, squeeze, squeeze back, that they start getting close and they cover the spine, right? Because your spine is sinking. Okay, and remember, make sure to not let the shoulders shrug forward. So, there you go. Okay, so really widen. There you go. Widen, widen. And then I want you to be real careful when you sink. So you want to be careful when you sink, that you sink straight down and you don't go forward. That's better. You see how different that is? Your shoulders are here. And last time you were way over here. So when you sink back, the shoulder blades also slightly slide down. So you really want to be aware that you're not, remember I said shrugging? And that's the habit for a lot of us, if not all of us, because this is a very unfamiliar movement. This is not an easy movement we're doing. It's been pretty dead up there. I call it the dead zone. And when you're not able to bring the shoulder blades together, they go up towards your neck. And then widen and look down, lift, curl, yes, that. And then sink, come back, yes, and down, yeah. And I think a lot of you like when I come around and do this, it's like, oh my God, is that, you know, it's really new for many of you. Really good, Patricia. Now look up, sink, bring these back and down. And this is really new for, again, we've become so locked up in this upper back area that it's like, oh my goodness. Right? It's a really new awareness and experience. But your upper back has everything to do with the lower back. And your hips. And your walking. Okay, rest on your backs. And now feel your elephant ears, your spine. How are things feeling? And now add in real gently, and I mean real gently and slowly, rolling your head a little bit to the right and left. So with this, your neck should become freer and freer, right? But if you are shrugging, it's going to feel stiffer. So if there's any discomfort, this is your clue that you were, you know, you're shrugging and not getting those blades down your back. So we don't want to shorten the neck. Okay, so let's come back over again, back to your Sphinx position, your forehead on the back of the right hand, and this time when you lengthen the left hand, you're going to make a fist, and the thumb up, and the way that it's described is that as if, so it doesn't mean you lift your thumb up, it means your thumb is the direction towards the ceiling when you make the fist. So now make a fist. Just, you guys, make a fist. Be normal. Your thumb can be in or out, but a fist. So there's two sides, right? There's the side where the thumb is. That's up towards the ceiling. And then there's the pinky side. It does not mean I asked you to lift your pinky or your thumb. I didn't ask that. I'm just giving you directions. Okay? So think that you're going to bang your fist, right? So you're going to bang your fist. And that you bang with your whole arm, so your arm's straight, right? I don't like eating carrots. I don't know, right? I'm just making. I don't like, so your arm's straight, no bending in the elbow, and you're gonna bang. You know, the only other place that I think of banging is in a courtroom, right? What is it called? What is it, the name of it? A javelin, right? So you're like, you're making like a javelin. Order in the court, right? So actually make a banging sound. There you go, bang. And feel it back in your shoulder blade. Order in the court. I want order. Little faster. And it's the whole arm, Susan. Not whole arm. So your head's down. Order in the court. Faster and more sound. Bang, bang, bang. That's it. That's what we want. That's it, Lynn. Excellent. Okay. Let it go. Roll over onto your back and rest. Feet. So now, feel how things are. We'll see if it's a little easier with the, in a moment, the right arm. Okay, so let's roll back over. Start in the Sphinx position. Forehead on the left hand, extend your right arm, make your fist, so elbows straight. So when you bang, the whole arm is lifting, right? So you get it going. That's nice, Corinne. And then really bang. That's it. Order in the court. Make some noise. Feel the vibration back in the shoulder blade, right? It's not a delicate movement. You're banging. You're feeling the whole shoulder blade. Bang. Move. That's it. And faster. So you're not thinking so much. Boom, 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 boom. Great. Okay. Let it go. Roll on your back and rest again. How are the shoulder blades defining themselves? How is your spine? How is the front side of you feeling? Your chest. So as the shoulder blades continue to make more contact, how is your chest feeling? More open. Okay, let's come back over onto your stomach, back to your Sphinx position. Right, really make sure that the shoulders are lined up with the elbows. Start looking straight ahead, spine synced, your hips are down. So all the way, that's it. And now start to lower your head, widen the shoulder blades, pull the sternum in, widen those shoulder blades, and then really let the spine sink. Yeah, but see, then this is coming up, so I want you to think back. Yeah, like this.
Are my arms in the right position?
Yes. So, and then tuck. There you go. And then that's better, because you were coming forward like up there in your neck. So back here. There you go.
You're doing it.
So round and sink. Slide those shoulder blades back. I know this is not easy.
No, it's hard.
It's hard. It's and the reason it's hard, you guys, is because, again, it's just, to me, it's the, I call it the dead zone. It's the area where we haven't had this kind of movement. It's going to just open up so many things. So much better, Patricia, with your hips. That's it, Susan. Get those shoulders back. Think back. Excellent. Okay. Can you let it go and roll over onto your back and rest? So in a minute, we're going to come back to our side position, and we're going to open all the way up, but we're going to see how it feels first to have that shoulder blade slide back against your spine. So let's roll on to your right side to start with. Remember, your arms are straight out in front of you, so the left arm is straight, the elbow straight, the knees are stacked. And what we started with is you're going to begin to raise that left arm. You're going to open your chest, following with your head and your eyes till your arm is to the ceiling. And then you're going to reach and lengthen, and then let that shoulder blade go behind you. Just feeling if that's feeling now much clearer. Right, so you reach, and then the shoulder blade slides behind you. And then you reach, and then the shoulder blade. No bending of the elbow. Right, and the reason the elbow bends, or it wants to bend, just so you understand, is because when you stop moving the shoulder blade back towards your spine, you have to move somewhere, so you start bending in the elbow. And then when you do that, it takes on a tremendous amount of strain in the forearm. So just feel, now there's more sliding back, it's getting clearer, way clearer. Excellent. Now, once you slide it back, let's see if you can open your left arm all the way to the left. So you're sprawled open. Beautiful. Your legs are still stacked. Your face is still towards the ceiling. And now you're going to interlace your hands and place them behind your head. Okay, and then you're going to fold your elbows a little bit towards the ceiling, right? And we did this last week. So you're going to lift your head. You're going to fold your ribs. You're going to look towards your left hip. So don't fold to the right. Fold very centered. And then when you lower your head back down, you pause to take a breath. And when you lift on the exhale. So all the air comes out so that your ribs can scrunch. Beautiful, Peggy. And you look at that left hip. So your left hip also pulls up towards you. Now, some of you are doing such a strange thing. I really dislike this with the hands. I don't know whoever taught you this. Don't ever do it. Putting your hands by your ears like that. Interlace under your head. You always, and your head, not your neck. Okay, that's your head. Don't ever do this out to the side. Okay, it's the worst thing. I don't care if you're doing sit-ups or whatever. Your head and neck need support. Then you fold like this. Now, on the exhale lift, there you go. Always, always support your head. You feel how different that is? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who came up with this thing of putting your hands right here behind your ears and never supporting your head. So please don't ever do that, right? Your head needs support, even if you are doing sit-ups. Or put it this way, if you want to strain your neck, go ahead and do it. Because that's all it's doing. You're not working your core. You're going to strain your neck. So the only way to take your neck out of it is you have to have your hands behind your head so your neck doesn't have to work. There you go. Much better. Okay, let that go. Bring your arms out. Bring that left arm all the way back over to the right. Starting on your right side again, and then just a couple times, open up all the way to the left. And let's just see how that rotation is feeling, how that sinking of the spine and bringing the shoulder blade back has helped. And maybe you can lie with your arms completely open and actually feel the shoulder blades touching. Not just a part of the shoulder blade, but more and more is getting in contact. And then maybe just do that one more time and then roll onto your back to rest. Yeah, and so again, when you're on your back now, there's probably more clarity with your left shoulder blade again. So go ahead and roll all the way onto your back. Just feel the left shoulder blade. But not only that, because we worked with the rotation, notice how the left side of your pelvis and hip feels. How something improved there, right? So I wanted to weave in last week with this week because I just felt like it was just too much in that Sphinx position. It's a hard position. And I think over time, if you do it too much, you kind of get tired and then you do shrug and then it works against you. Okay, so now you're going to roll onto the left side. Bring your arms straight out in front of you. So now the right arm is long, the knees are bent up. You'll start to lift that right arm, opening your chest and bringing the arm up to the ceiling. You stop there so that you can reach and start to lower. Beautiful, Susan, but don't bend that elbow. You want to slide that shoulder blade back. And you know, it's really cool. I just kind of met Susan on Sunday. So we did that lesson on Sunday. And the amount of, so this is the other neat thing with this work. The amount of improvement that she's retained. Can you tell that, Susan? Yeah. It's so much smoother.
It's not that hard. I just, my neck still hurts.
In time.
I'm waiting.
Slide it back. That's it. And then open that right arm all the way, just like you did, Peggy, so that we can interlace again behind your head. Take good care of that head and your neck. So you interlace your fingers. You make like I think of a hammock. Then you fold your elbows slightly towards the ceiling and now lift on the exhale. Scrunch your ribs, let the hip come up towards your face, in your face, towards your hip, and then lower back down.
It's really hard for me.
Excellent. Beautiful, you guys. Just do that a couple more times. Nice, Patricia. This is a really important movement for you too. There, getting all these ribs. Excellent, okay. Pause, bring your arms out, come back over to your left side, and then open up again. Just seeing what that's like. Just do it two times, maybe three times. If just really opening up, feeling the right shoulder blade sliding back as you open your chest. And then when you complete that, you'll come onto your back and rest. And then I'll know that you're done. And now feeling how your shoulder blades feel, how you sense your spine in between your shoulder blades, all the way down to your pelvis, feeling how your legs are lying on the floor. And then again, slowly and gently rolling your head a little bit to the right and left, feeling the ease of rolling your head now. So again, the mobility and freedom in your neck and cervical spine eases up when you clarify this upper part of your back and the shoulder blades. And then bringing your head back to the center and just taking another minute to really check in and observe what's changed, what feels different for you. What do you like? Okay, and then taking your time, let's roll to your side, come to sitting and come to standing so that we can feel how this has affected standing. So I'm continuing to weave our standing position back in at the end of the lesson. So feel how your weight is distributed over your feet now. Yeah, and feel how nice, right? Your shoulder blades are back. And you just have a much greater awareness of the backside of you, right? We really tend to always be aware of the front side. And from this lesson, it's like, oh, I feel shoulder blades standing, right? And then you're much more solid through the center of your feet, like it's even through your ankles and even weight. So then in walking, what we did, you guys, a couple weeks ago, we picked one shoulder blade. I always pick the right, right? And you just think about the shoulder blade going backwards. You do not need to think about what you're doing with your feet. So you just start walking and go, oh, the shoulder blade goes back, shoulder blade back, shoulder blade back. Don't think about your arm. Don't think about anything else, that your shoulder blade goes back. And you can breathe at the same time. So, and do it quicker now. Shoulder blade back, shoulder blade back, shoulder blade back, shoulder blade back. And it comes back to the front. You don't hold it back. Okay, which one are you picking?
I'll pick the right.
Okay, so it's a movement. Back here, back here. Okay. Don't hold it back and freeze it. You can't walk. And no bending the elbow. Shoulder blade back. Shoulder blade back. So pick it up quicker. You don't have to do it perfect. Shoulder blade back. Shoulder blade back. Beautiful, Peggy. Shoulder blade back. That's it, Patricia. And notice how much faster you walk. Huh? The shoulder blade dictates how quickly you walk. So then we did a little experiment a couple weeks ago. Is now we're going to be like, kind of like, Susan, I think your normal thing. You don't get to move at all. Okay, I want you as rigid and stiff as possible in your upper body. Get rigid and attempt to walk. Right? And first thing that goes is your breathing. Not good. Okay, now let it go. Oh my God, shoulder blade back, shoulder blade back. So the more that the shoulder blade moves back, the quicker your walk gets. So really play with this. Shoulder blade back. And then you just let it come forward, you guys. It has to go forward and back. I'm just telling you to focus on the back, and then you let it go. Nice, Patricia. This is going to help you a lot with your walking, Patricia. And then if you want, you can switch to the other shoulder blade. Okay? Shoulder blade back. And then it comes forward. Remember that, Susan. There you go. and forward. Then speed it up. Right? Less thinking. Just let it happen. Right? Just back, shoulder blade back, shoulder blade back, shoulder blade back. And feel you're walking. Who knew? Isn't that fun? Is that fun? Yeah, it is, isn't it? You know, everybody thinks it's about the legs, but it's not. It's your upper back. Okay, good. How are we doing? Nice class. So we're going to keep piecing all this together, and I think I'll just keep on bringing in the walking at the end as well. You guys did great. This is a hard area. It makes you aware of, and it's really because everything in our world is in front of us. We drive a car, we're carrying stuff, working on a computer. This is the MO. It is. So that gets us into this, and then that gets us here, right? So this idea of getting those shoulder blades back, we don't spend a lot of time doing that. There's really nothing in our daily life that creates that environment for us. It's all right here. So that's why I felt like it was important with us going into hiking season to really work on this upper body. Great.
Thank you.
You guys, thank you. Have a great rest of the week.
I'm going to be